Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're waking up to rain this morning. We had some scattered thunderstorms earlier that are moving out of the viewing area, but I'll show you when we could see more of those.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center to the WRAL Storm Tracker, our team of meteorologists has you covered for the messy morning commute. You're looking live right now at the road conditions in Raleigh.
And from gangs to guns in schools, the main concerns for parents and students being addressed by the governor's crime commission today. A wet start to our Thursday. About 90 minutes ago, we had some heavy rain moving through Raleigh and the Triangle area. Hello, everyone. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, just as we got started at 4:30, things were rumbling on through here, but seemed to be pushing off. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this latest look here.
We're certainly fortunate to see most of that lightning now pushing eastward. There's still a little bit of it lingering in our eastern counties, but it's almost out of the viewing area, which is good news. With lightning like that, as frequent as it's been this morning, you don't want to be out walking the dog. But you can see here as we zoom in to the Triangle area from Durham to Hillsborough, through Chapel Hill, down through Fuquay, Wendell, Bailey, Nashville. We are looking at rain showers, but we're not looking at any more lightning currently. The last place we saw lightning was here across parts of Wayne and Wilson counties. We're still seeing some of that up in Edgecombe County. You can see how the lightning flashes linger a little bit behind the radar itself where the rain is. So most of that's moved out of the viewing area right now. Still dealing with rain. It's going to be a very messy commute for us this morning. We were already seeing some accidents out there, and some of the lightning last night may have sparked a house fire down in the southern part of Wake County. We'll be looking into that over the next hour or so. We take a look at this morning, still seeing a good bit of rain from the Triangle area northward. It starts to taper off a little bit late morning, but doesn't completely end. You can see at lunchtime a few scattered showers, and that continues 3 o'clock. We'll see 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, the evening commute looks messy. It's just going to be a pretty wet day for us, with showers on and off all day. And then we continue the pattern again for tomorrow as well. We take a look at Chapel Hill. It is wet out there, a little bit breezy too. This is what you're going to run into almost everywhere. Fayetteville and Clinton haven't seen very much rain yet today, but almost everybody else has. It's 59 degrees in the Triangle. We'll start to climb on up into the 60s over the next couple of hours and then into the mid-70s this afternoon. So it is going to be a warm day, but we're not going to see sunshine, and it's going to be a real mess. Tomorrow, we're looking at our best chance of rain in the morning, and then we may see another round of some showers and possible thunderstorms during the evening. That's when we'd have the best chance of severe storms. You can see that level one risk for tomorrow from the Triangle area southward. And Chatham and Moore County are into that level two risk. We're going to walk through the timeline for Friday in just a couple of minutes. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Schrader this morning, dealing with some messy traffic conditions this morning. Right now, I'm tracking two crashes happening in our area. This is I-87 northbound near Hodge Road. This one popped up just about 45 minutes ago. You can see some yellow on the map there indicating some delays. I do have a live look from our live cam network. This is the view from I-87 at Hodge Road. Doesn't look too bad here. We actually have Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Anthony, you're at the scene of the crash. What does it look like from your viewpoint?
Michelle, we do have a very good vantage point here, and I'm going to give you a live look of what we are seeing here in the WRAL Storm Tracker. And so at this point, the good news I can tell you is overall, the traffic is moving along fairly smoothly. There will be some fairly minor delays here just because they do have a short section here of the left lane blocked. So plan for a little bit of extra time as you're coming through this area. It appears that there's probably about two cars involved. They do have a fire truck assisting here, and we've seen several police cars out here. So just take it slow. Be very careful. Roads are definitely wet. But the good news, like I said, is traffic at this point does appear to be moving along fairly smoothly. We'll continue to watch this closely here, this crash, and we'll send it back to you in the studio for now, though.
That's exactly what we're seeing on the maps. Thank you so much, Anthony. Another crash we're also tracking, this one, I-40 westbound at US 70. You can see some red on the map here indicating some delays. So if you were in that area, just take it slow this morning. This is a live picture of that. We don't have a camera, but we do have this picture to show you. We're going to stay on top of this and see what comes of this crash, but again, causing some delays there on I-40 westbound. Overall, drive times in the area, we're seeing a couple of delays. Not too bad, though. The biggest delay we're seeing is 40 from Cleveland. That's going to take you about 2 minutes this morning.
And here in the WRA Live Center, we continue to monitor airport operations at RD International as this weather rolls through our area. And right now, the weather not having a major impact in RD International. This is good news for travelers, actually. Right now, we're only seeing four delays at RD International, no cancellations. And most specifically, a couple of Delta airline flights are delayed, a couple of JetBlue flights are delayed. So if you're on either of the airlines, make sure you check before you head out to the airport.
Kids in gangs and crimes at schools. Today, the governor's crime commission is working to address those top concerns for parents and state safety leaders. WRL's Naya Harden is live at Moore Square Middle School in Raleigh to explain how they are tackling this growing problem. Naya?
Yeah, Jeff, today the governor's crime commission, they are going to be hearing from several criminal justice leaders who are going to work with them to address violence around students.
This is video from the last meeting. Today, they'll get more information on gangs and an update on firearms used in domestic violence incidents. New data shows reportable criminal offenses, including those involving weapons at North Carolina public schools, rose last school year. The Department of Public Instruction reports it's 60% higher from 5 years ago. Caroline Farmer is the executive director of the Governor's Crime Commission and tells WREL, quote, "These presentations will provide insight that helps our commissioners understand how to best allocate federal dollars and support organizations that are working to address gang violence in North Carolina."
That meeting is going to be at 9 o'clock this morning. WREL will have updates in our later newscast. Naya Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
Today, a plan to overhaul how teachers get and keep their license in North Carolina could take a step forward. The State Board of Education is meeting at 10 to discuss new rules for teacher licensure. This has been in the works for years, and there's still some things missing from the plan, including how teachers would be assessed. That could be decided today. State lawmakers have the final say on the plan, however. The new program could launch as soon as this fall.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff of Crew 6. Go Dragon, go Falcon.
A crew of four astronauts is on its way to the International Space Station this morning after launching from Cape Canaveral overnight. That rocket took off from the Kennedy Space Center 12:35 this morning. The SpaceX crew is made up of two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. They'll spend 6 months on the ISS. They're expected to dock early tomorrow morning. The launch was originally scheduled for Monday, but was scrapped because of a clogged rocket filter.
The executive director of Chatham County's Housing Authority will appear before a judge in Durham today. Joanne Johnson Davis faces charges for allegedly using her position to defraud the government for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Federal prosecutors say Davis awarded contracts to friends and family members in exchange for a cut of the money. Most of the work in the contracts was never completed. Davis is expected to appear for arraignment at 10 this morning in Durham.
A Pennsylvania man will appear in court this morning. He's accused of trying to take a live explosive device on a flight in his checked baggage. Officials say 40-year-old Mark Muffley was heading to Florida from Lehigh Valley International Airport in Pennsylvania. An alarm went off during his TSA screening, so officers did a physical search of his bag, and that's when they found the device hidden in the lining of his luggage. The FBI says the explosive posed a significant risk to the aircraft and passengers. Muffley was arrested later after leaving the airport.
Leaders in Durham will discuss the Bull City's financial status and economic priorities at its budget retreat today. The retreat runs from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Department of Water Management on Mist Lake Drive, and it will continue for the same hours on Friday. The event will be live streamed on the city's YouTube channel.
This afternoon, leaders in Raleigh will unveil new signage after a name change at what was previously the Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts. The arts venue will now be known as the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. The center will honor the occasion with a special ceremony in its grand lobby this evening.
A new weapons detection system is up and running inside a local school. WRL was first to show you the new technology. Just ahead, where it is now installed.
I'm in the parking lot, I don't know where, but I'm like in the bottom. Oh!
And newly released 911 calls detail panic at Crabtree Valley Mall. Coming up at 6:30, one call from a man who accidentally shot himself. We had a band of thunderstorms move through the triangle about an hour and a half ago. That's still lingering in our eastern counties. I'll show you what to expect as you head out the door this morning.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
The rain is here. We're waking up to it this morning, and you may have been awakened earlier this morning with some loud thunder, some lightning. We're looking at most of that now shifting eastward and out of our viewing area. You may still see some of that in Edgecombe County. We've just seen another little patch of lightning develop here in the southern part of Nash County. You can see that just southwest of Rocky Mound. And again, eastern parts of Edgecombe County still seeing a little bit of lightning. We're going to see scattered rain with us really all day long. Again, you can see there around Spring Hope, between Spring Hope and Bailey, that little cluster that's producing some lightning there. Let's jump on out and take a look. Almost no matter where you go, you're going to end up seeing some rain. We haven't seen that much of it in our southern counties. It'll be in the 60s in the next few hours. We do climb into the mid-70s for this afternoon. I think Michelle's going to be busy today.
Yes, we are already busy, Elizabeth. This is a live look, I-85 at Duke Street. You could just see how wet the roads are this morning up in Durham. All over, they are wet this morning. So if you're heading out the door, just keep that in mind. Good day to take it slow. This is a look at the Durham area. All of our major routes, thankfully, right now are clear. As I mentioned, the current road conditions, we are seeing a lot of wet roads all over the place this morning. So again, if you're heading out to work or school, just a really good day to take it slow. I am tracking one actually just cleared up, but this is the crash I've been tracking for the past hour. This is I-87 northbound near Hodge Road. You can see some delays there. We do have a look from our WREL live cam network. This is I-87 at Hodge Road. Things look okay. Anthony Baglione is in the WREL storm tracker. He was showing us the vantage point from his viewpoint of what that looked like. The traffic is moving in that area. It's just moving a little bit slowly. So keep that in mind if you were over there. I have some drive times for you this morning. I'm not seeing too many delays. The biggest delay we're seeing right now is on 40 westbound from Cleveland. That's going to take you 3 minutes this morning.
Michelle, thanks. The first weapons detection system in a Johnson County school is now up and running. The open gate system has been installed at North Johnston Middle School. It combines radio frequency sensors with artificial intelligence to screen students for things like guns and weapons. Soon, every school in the district will be equipped with this technology. Many parents say they are on board with the added layer of security.
You don't want kids to get stuff that is not supposed to get to schools. So I believe most of it will be good.
They're your world. So, I mean, obviously, no matter what you want to do, it's their safety comes number one.
The Johnson County School System invested $6 million into this technology. Installation will happen at all 48 schools over the next few weeks.
Community college students could soon need to take a class on North Carolina history and government in order to get their degree. This is a live look at the state legislative building where House lawmakers will consider that idea today. A new bill would require a 3-credit-hour course focused on topics like the Constitution, the Emancipation Proclamation, and the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If it passes, the rule would take effect next year. The town of Pittsburgh will once again consider building a skate park. This is an idea that's been discussed for more than a decade now. This is a look at the renderings for the proposal, which would build a skate park at McClenahan Park. The idea was first discussed in 2012, but was abandoned back then. If approved, the town would still need to secure the funding for the project, which would likely be part of the 2024 budget. When discussed in the past, that design was estimated to cost roughly $400,000. Cumberland County leaders want to know what you think about the future of a landfill there. The Solid Waste Department is holding an open house tonight to gather input on the Ann Street landfill. Officials say that landfill will reach capacity within the next 7 years. They have a few ideas, including expanding the landfill. There's an open house. It'll be at the Social Services Building in Fayetteville from 4 to 7 p.m.
Up-and-coming country artist L.V. Shane has been announced to headline this year's NC Freedom Fest in Goldsboro. This will be the third year for the event, celebrating our military and first responders. The concert is scheduled for September 9th in downtown Goldsboro. It will be free to attend. Hundreds of attorneys are volunteering their time to give you free legal information tomorrow. WRAL and Five on Your Side's Attorneys on Call will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. You may want to write this number down, 919-891-9779. And when the phone lines open tomorrow, you can call to connect to one of hundreds of volunteer lawyers. Thousands of people call in during this event every year, so organize your information now and plan to call WRAL's Attorney on Call tomorrow. Such a valuable and wonderful resource. 6:17 now, and we have a lot of rain moving across the viewing area right now. It came with lightning earlier in the morning, Elizabeth, but that's pushing off.
That started around 4:30 this morning around the Triangle area, and you can see it now pushing eastward. Sometimes the actual strikes lag behind the cell that's producing it, but we still have some lightning in parts of the viewing area. It has definitely tapered off a good bit since earlier this morning. Let's zoom in some spots where we're still watching for some lightning, namely Edgecombe County. You can see from Pine Tops up toward Harborough. We continue to have a little bit of lightning showing up there. And then also just a little farther to the west over here around Spring Hope, this little cell here is producing some lightning. So just be careful. If you can hear thunder, you are in danger of being struck by lightning. We've had a few reports of some house fires because of lightning strikes that we're working on finding out more information about. The other thing that we're potentially seeing with this system, you see the purple that pops up, especially over here near Rocky Mount in the southern part of Nash County. That's an indication of hail. We haven't had any reports of severe-sized hail. Most likely, this is going to be pea-sized hail. When hail reaches the size of a quarter, it's considered severe because it can do damage. We take a look at Rocky Mount Mills, and you can see it is very wet here. The rain continues to fall around Rocky Mount and a good chunk of the viewing area as well. We take a look here. Goldsboro is wet. It's still very wet in Apex, Chapel Hill, and in Durham. We haven't had as much rain in our southern counties, so around Fayetteville and Clinton, it hasn't been quite as wet. But that rain's headed your way. This whole front's going to sink southward along or ahead of this front in parts of Tennessee and the deep south. We did have some severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings overnight last night, but those have all fizzled out. So here's a look at Futurecast right now. Notice as we get to 7 or 8 o'clock, we really start to see that rain tapering off. That's great news. But if you are headed out, it's still going to be wet pretty much the entire morning commute. This cold front sinks southward and brings just some scattered showers for us around midday. Once we get into the evening commute, we see it becoming a little bit more widespread as that front sinks southward. That front's going to lift northward for us again tomorrow and bring us another chance of some showers. But I'll tell you, the new runs of the computer models coming in show less rain for tomorrow than what we saw yesterday. Still some scattered showers, but a good bit of the day is looking fairly dry. Until we get to the evening, when a cold front sweeps through, that'll bring us a better chance for some showers and scattered thunderstorms. A lot of severe storms potentially today down across parts of the deep south. There's a level 4 risk for parts of Texas and the deep south west of the Mississippi Valley. For us tomorrow, we have a level 1 risk for some of our central and western and southern counties. And then for just a little bit of Chatham and Moore County, it's a level 2 risk for tomorrow. How much rain will we see between today and tomorrow? It's probably going to average somewhere between a half an inch and an inch of rain, so a significant amount. And our temperatures stay mild, 74 today, 70 tomorrow. The weekend looks nice. We'll see sunshine. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s, and it stays warm into next week. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Another look at the roads this morning. This is I-40 at Fayetteville Road. Not too busy this morning. A couple cars on the road, but you can tell the roads are definitely wet this morning. That is true for our entire viewing area this morning. I am tracking a vehicle fire. This is happening on New Hope Church Road. This is not causing any delays. This just popped up, so I'm going to stay on top of that and see what comes of that. A crash that I'm still monitoring is this one. It's I-87 northbound at Hodge Road. Anthony Baglione was showing us what that looks like. Looks like we have a little bit of yellow on the map indicating a couple of delays, a couple of slowdowns, but the traffic is moving in that area, which is some good news this morning. Roads looking good up in Durham. All of our major routes there are good. If you need some drive times, I've got them for you. Right now, the only delay we're seeing is on from NC50 to 98. That's going to take you just about 1 minute this morning.
And we're following breaking news from overnight. A Johnston County house was struck by lightning, caught on fire, and now crews are there keeping an eye on the hot spots.
Because he lies convincingly and easily, and he can do it at the drop of the hat. And you've heard testimony about that. He's been doing it to all the people who trust him for years.
And the murder trial of Alec Murdaugh is nearing jury deliberations. What we can expect to see in court this morning from the defense.
Coming up on Today, one drug maker's slashed prices for insulin and the effect it may have on other drugs.
And here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
In What's Trending, the Duffer brothers, who grew up in Durham and created the hit Netflix show Stranger Things, are working on a new project.
Hey, it's the Duffer brothers. We're here with Kay Treefry.
We're so excited to see you all later this year in the West End for the first Shadow.
Yeah, Stranger Things First Shadow is a new play based on the Netflix show. It'll take the stage this year in London. The play is a prequel about Joyce Byers and Jim Hopper. And Stranger Things got so strange as it went on. Maybe the prequel, maybe this play will just, you know, bring it back to a little less strange.
Well, now we'll get some insight into how things got strange with the prequel, but it's such a great franchise that and a great fan base for it. They want to keep it going.
Why not spin it off?
We have a Spitgate update. Yes, remember Spitgate? All right, for the first time, Chris Pine is now addressing the controversy. So there was this interview that was published yesterday in Esquire, and he defended Harry Styles, saying, for a fact, Styles did not spit on him at the Venice Film Festival. You may remember Spitgate went viral online back in September when the actors attended a screening of their movie, Don't Worry, Darling. And Pine does admit when he sees this, okay, I guess it sort of looked like Harry was spitting on me, but all he said something to him like, it's just words, man. And they have this inside joke together about when they do press things. It's like, it's just words, man. So that's all Harry said to Chris Pine.
It's funny because Pine is, you know, and he just freezes for a moment and you think, what just happened there? But
right.
Nothing, apparently.
So it's settled now. Spitgate is finally settled. Yeah. Prom season is approaching, and a local organization wants to make sure every high school student can have a dress for the occasion. Say Yes to the Prom Dress offers a free prom dress to any high schooler who wants one. The event is scheduled for April 1st at St. John's AMC in Raleigh. Right now, organizers are asking for dress donations. You can learn more about the program on WRAL.com. Scattered showers for us this morning. It's a very wet commute, and in some spots, still some lingering thunder and lightning. I'll show you what to expect when you head out the door.
And we are seeing those showers and storms out there causing some issues on the roads. We'll have a live report here from the WRAL Storm Tracker on the road conditions and any traffic we're seeing right now, plus crashes coming up.
Happening today, the Governor's Crime Commission will be meeting. Coming up, we'll tell you what they'll be discussing that involves students.